This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Minutes after the hour, Wednesday, September the 4th, on the radio, in the air, on the air, everywhere. This is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls, the chief operating officer of the DJV program. Of course, she's the operator, you know. Like, who was it on? What was that lady's name on Laugh-In that played by... Remember her? You don't remember her because you're not old enough, any of you, to remember Laugh-In from the 1960s. But you remember she is in Grace with, she's in the thing with
You mean Lily
Fonda.
Tomlin. I just don't
Lily
know.
Tomlin, right.
Yeah, I just, she just turned 80 over the weekend.
Right.
Lily Tomlin in Laugh-In?
Yes. So she gets started.
Really?
Yes.
I thought it was better to, maybe.
No.
Who was the other one that was in Laugh-In with the beehive?
That was, she had the beehive. There was somebody else, Ruth Buzzy was in it.
Yeah, that's who I'm thinking of, yep.
And, what's her face? The
wow.
Her face? I don't know. The blonde, silly, she was played silly.
Glad
parts.
We just lost any listeners under.
No, we didn't lose any listeners.
50.
Come on. But I, you know, while we're trying to figure this out, let's see. Let's go to what's
happening. I just like
happening.
Doing it back to Doug when
start.
He does.
Yeah.
When he does, what's her name? And
yeah,
then
I know.
Go,
we play the
no,
game.
I don't know.
We fill
Goldie
it in.
Hawn. Goldie Hawn.
Right. And then
I was
I
thinking
play
of her
back.
Daughter's name. I do by association go backwards. Goldie Hawn starred on Laugh-In with those other two as well. Ruth Buzzy never made it quite as well or as far as did the other two. But she was the beehive. Yes, you got it. Now, moving on to a situation where beehives would not survive, turning our attention to the battering of the Bahamas and as Dorian turns north, moving, quote-unquote, dangerously close to Florida. Well, Florida's had a week to get ready or more. So what's the story, Jennifer? Where is all of the action at the moment?
Well, hopefully they are ready because the storm is coming. It's a slow-moving storm. Yesterday at this time, it was moving 1 mile per hour. It's now picked up to a speedy 8 miles per hour, so that might be the good news. There are torrential rains and tropical storm-force winds that are now hitting central Florida's east coast early this morning. It's a weakened storm now. It's Category 2, but it's very slow-moving. That means it's dumping lots of rain, and the storm surge is the problem that most people are worried about. The winds right now are at 105 miles per hour. They go up to 175 miles per hour at the eye of the storm. And it's heading in this north-northeast direction. 8 miles per hour is how quickly it's going now. And it's just about parallel to the coast, about 100 miles east of Daytona Beach at the moment. There's a flood advisory in effect for parts of Orange Lake and Volusia counties in Florida. Volusia, thank you.
Yeah.
There's even the possibility of a tornado or two near the east coast of Florida during the next several hours. So kind of messy conditions.
That's what happens at the on the entrails of the hurricane now. If the water is warm and the air is moving faster, it's kind of like jump starting an engine. When you push it down the road, if you can't get the start is broken and you need it to start and it's not an automatic, it's a regular shift, you push it down the road and it starts. That's what these tornadoes are started by the hurricane because the winds are there and the warmth is there. Tornadoes can't exist in cold. So, and this is not an, this is frequent. It happens when the bigger the storm, the more chance there is of a hurricane, of a tornado. So that's not great news.
Not great news, but there is severe flooding that's still expected. The storm left 1,600 customers without power in Brevard County and in Cocoa Beach on Wednesday morning. And it came from the Bahamas, Grand Bahama, where the death toll has now risen to 7 people, and the damage there is huge. The last time
I checked,
pictures
of the airport. The airport
is all underwater.
Underwater. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like 16,000 homes are either damaged or destroyed, and that is just before people can really get in and see what's going on. This will be the day where they can actually get it and see what the real damage is. But the loss on Grand Bahama is a huge deal. Florida has had a long time to prepare. Hopefully they have. There are still those people who go out there and surf at the moment. We were talking about reporters who are getting covered in water standing out on the beach. I heard someone say, oh, it's a beautiful day for a walk. Okay, probably not, but, you know, I mean, I get at that moment it was okay, but you should probably be out of town by this point.
See you later, alligator. All right, so you just keep watching it. It looks more and more like it's going to go way out to sea now that Daytona is where the Gulf Stream hits the coast of Florida from the North Sea as it goes across the Atlantic, and from north to south, that's the traveling direction, so the water is going toward Florida that comes out of the North Sea, and that cools down the water somewhat. So that'll also have an impact on how it travels. And I think today will be the break day for it. But it's still going to be a hell of a lot of water and winds along that coast until it sort of curves out. Supposed to get some rain here over the weekend here in New England. You'll get, well, you've been having a lot of rain anyway, haven't you, Kara? Both of you in New Jersey and in Washington.
No, we don't have any rain in D.C. I think we're supposed to get some maybe tomorrow and the next day. It's going to get down to like the 70s, so it's going to get a lot colder. But it's been sunny and 95 the past week.
Monday was just all rain. We were completely washed out and the streets flooded. Yesterday wasn't too bad. Today's supposed to be 86 and sunny, so we're kind of going back a little bit more towards summer weather, but we'll see what this the like you said, the entrails of these storms always affect you know. We'll get this probably, I don't even know if it would be by this weekend. It might even be, because this storm moves so slowly, it might even be into next week. We'll get some of the storm surge and big waves and everything else.
Well, we're supposed to Friday and Saturday get it here, so you're going to get it before that. You'll get it on Thursday night, maybe Friday morning. But it's just going to, it peters
out. They're closing
out
the airport in Charleston. South Carolina is closing up today at 3, so they are. I don't know. It's working its way up the coast. It's slow. Yeah. It's hard to predict when it's supposed to come, but yeah.
All right, so Jennifer, yesterday we talked a lot about that fire in the boat that exploded called the Conception. 39 people were on board it. Only 5 people were found alive. Some of the bodies have been recovered. This is off Santa Barbara County. So what do we know now? What do you know? What do the authorities know about this situation?
About 74-foot boat, it's the only difference between what we know now and what we didn't know, I guess, then, is that we now know who some of the victims are, and entire families were on board. 17-year-old girl who was doing a dive trip with her parents for her birthday. The owner of the line is also missing. 5 family members are feared dead after this big, huge fire. If you haven't heard about it, it was that the Conception is a ship that takes people out on dive excursions. And so this was a 3-day dive. It went to several islands. The Channel Islands are a set of islands off the shore of California in between Ventura and Santa Barbara. And the crew was on the top deck around 3 a.m., just after 3 a.m. on Labor Day, and all of a sudden just flames and smoke. They reported it was engulfed, and so they jumped off, and most of them made it. 5 crew members were the only survivors in this, it looks like. The rest of them were sleeping on the boat, and this kind of boat was different. The galley was in the center of the boat, so the sleeping quarters were at the very bottom, and that's where the 34 people were that were sleeping at 3 o'clock in the morning, and we're essentially trapped. You can hear in the Mayday call that the captain of the boat says there's no escape hatch for these guys to get out. And
it's going to be a few suits in that one.
Well, there supposed to be an escape hatch? According to all the reports I've seen, this boat was up to code. Every time there was a problem,
it's not a code thing. It's a common sense thing. If you got a boat that size, you need to be able to get out of it other than the normal way. Probably people look at this a little differently now because of this circumstance. But I guess my initial reaction to the crew jumping overboard without going down to try to save some of the people there is a little distracting, a little distressing. It would seem to me part of their job would be to save people if they can.
Well, that's what they asked him on the Mayday call. Yeah. They said, can you go unlatch the door so that they can get out? Because essentially these people were locked in there. Okay. And he said, we can't get down there. There's too much smoke and fire.
Mm, yeah.
So I don't know. From what I've heard with reports, two of them, there's only two that were injured, and it was pretty mild stuff, but that they were very despondent when they were rescued and brought off the boat, that they were looking around and, you know, they seemed out of it. I can't imagine. It's hard to judge when you're in that situation because you just don't know what you do. But
yeah.
Right. And they have to live with that.
Speaking of families, what the heck is this whole Britney Spears thing? That seems to be everywhere in terms of gossipy news. KFED's lawyer said that he gets 70% of the time now. They used to have 50-50. There's some kind of a fight.
There was a TMZ report that apparently Jamie Spears, that's Britney's dad, is being investigated for abusing one of her sons, which I guess came from KFED's side. I didn't fully read all of it. That's the headline I saw from TMZ. So I'm not really sure. A lot of times that, you know, this stuff kind of comes up and it's a custody thing and then turns out there was no abuse going on and I don't know. It's Britney's had a lot of problems, and so is the father. Remember, he almost died. He had an exploded colon.
Yeah.
Remember, that's why she stopped her residency in Vegas. And there have been just so many problems with that family. It's very sad.
It is too bad.
I guess they're saying that it was a fight between the oldest
the father
kid
and the, son.
And the grandpa. Yeah.
And the grandfather, right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. What? A fist fight? An argument?
No, I mean, they got into a vocal argument, and then they said that the grandfather put his hands on him, but there weren't any visible bruises or anything. So, I mean, what does that mean? He grabbed him by the shoulders and shook him a little bit. Does that count as abuse?
Apparently, he locked himself into his room and then called his dad, and then, you know.
Hide and seek ensued. Yeah. Speaking of, I don't know, the families and their stuff is something to understand or not understand. I just sometimes, I oftentimes, because I know you ladies like the gossip, I go in that direction, but I don't know that it does us any good. It just sort of is one of those things. Oh, that's very satisfying to talk about somebody else and their problems, gets my mind off of whatever's going on at my house. So, for whatever you were asking, what good it isn't much, but it's something that people are talking about. Wednesday, the 4th of September. I think it's interesting. I'm going to tell you a quick little story about me and an experience, only because I noticed that Home Depot is the number one advertiser in the country this week. So I went into a Home Depot. I usually go to a local hardware store here, but they didn't have, I need some fences. We're putting up some new fences, so I needed some steel fence posts. So I went to a Home Depot to get what they had, and I ended up buying 56 of them. I needed more than that, but that's all they had. And it took me, by the time I was done trying to find them, it was 40 minutes. Nobody knew anything about anything. The woman that worked with me complained for most of the conversation about her working beyond 4:30. It was a horror show. You couldn't find anybody. Nobody could find the manager. You couldn't. It's just, I find Home Depot, if I know where I'm going and know what I'm looking for, then I'm okay. If I don't and I have to find somebody, other than the plumbing department in the store that I go to, nobody knows from nothing. And it's very frustrating. But they've done, kind of like Walmart has, put all of the little hardware stores and the little lumber yards out of business because they priced them out. Now their prices are the same, if you can find a local store, as the local store was. So it's very discouraging. Anyway, we got some Home Depot ads you want to run after all of that. All right. Speaking of ads, here's a little food for thought about eating too much and putting on weight and then deciding, okay, I want to get rid of it because I want to be a healthy so-and-so. You don't have to go into a crash diet. Just reach for Calitrin. Oh, you don't have any Calitrin? Well, let me help you out with that. Go to toploss.com or Calitrin, Calotren.com, and order this product. Stay on it every day for about 6 months. You'll not only lose them, the weight in 3 months, and then your body adjusts for 3 more months, and you don't put the weight back on again. Find it at toploss.com. Use the code DJB, and the Labor Day sale, you get three, and you buy three and get three free. That's Calitrin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
More popular among some of these younger singers. This is Ariana Grande as we start our music focus here 24 after the hour this Wednesday. She's suing Forever 21, filed a lawsuit against this chain and its spin-off beauty brand, Riley Rose, alleging they stole her name, her likeness, and other intellectual property to promote their brands. So how do you do that and not know that you're stealing somebody's? Is there allegedly a deal between her, according to Forever 21?
They tried to have one. I guess they tried to get her an endorsement deal with her last year and the beginning of this year, and she said no, and then they still used a model that looked just like her.
But aren't they going bankrupt? Didn't we talk about that the other day?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she's going to get nothing out of this. Maybe, is it there?
Obviously, she doesn't need the money, but
yeah,
still.
She probably needs one cent to stop using her likeness and her lyrics in their Instagram posts.
But how, in this day and age, when everybody's so litigious, would they be that dumb at Forever 20? Maybe that's why they're going bankrupt, because they're just dumb.
Or just last-ditch effort at this point. They don't care, maybe?
Maybe. Or maybe they're going bankrupt to keep from paying her $10 million. Although, there are all kinds of reasons, I suppose. The suit includes screenshots from Forever 21's Instagram, shows still photos from Grande's work being used to promote the Forever 21 brand, as well as some of the ads featuring what the suit calls a look-alike model who has a hairstyle and clothing similar to those seen in Grande's music video for her song Seven Rings. Some captions also feature lyrics from her songs. The suit is seeking $10 million. So, yeah, just to get them to stop it. If you let the company get away with stuff like this, then they'll just do more of it, and that waters down the value of a celebrity's name. I understand that.
Yeah, completely.
Look at all the people who've stolen my likeness.
Yeah.
Try to make something out of it. Yeah. Okay.
Tons of them.
I got a new bathrobe, by the way, today. I went into Brooks Brothers.
Gosh, the never-ending bathrobe story.
I've got, I'm all set now. Here is the story of Justin Bieber I'm told, and I think I'm there, actually, hearing some of the stories or the reasons why. You know, I used to call him for the last 4 or 5 years since he became popular, kind of the worm, because he was a nasty little crapper. But he's gone public.
Oh, my God.
He was
little crapper.
Yeah.
You're so creative with words, Doug.
Thank you. It's nice. I was trying to on the radio. Anyway, he's been brutally honest in some of his late Instagram posts about his cycle of disappointment after disappointment, his mental health, physical health. He says, I'm 20 now. I made it. I made very bad decisions.
By 20.
Thought of,
this was
no,
by 20.
Ago.
Yeah, this is a long time. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
he's not. The
he's only 25.
He is? Wow.
Yeah.
I thought he was younger than that still. Mm-mm. He did heavy drugs, he said, at 19. He abused people in relationships, but he's bounced back with extraordinary people. God blessed him, hinting that his wife, Haley Bieber, is the best thing in his life. He likes marriage. At that age, man, I hope he's getting it. You know, it's just at 25. Well, he's smartening up. I guess you give him credit for that. Right? Isn't that what you know?
Well, he's like a typical child star. I mean, and a lot of other people commented that they related to that. You know, if you're... He was like, what, 11 or something when he was discovered on YouTube? No childhood
really?
There.
Mm-hmm. His manager, Ed Sheeran, Miley Cyrus, Sean Kingston, he got a lot of support and love. Remind me to tell you the story on the air of Ed Sheeran and the back and forth between my son and Victoria and Kara. Perhaps the next hour, Jennifer. Okay, let me forget that. All right. So, there you go. That's a, give Bieber a break. I guess that's the theme of this, and I'm hopefully, not that it makes a difference to him whether I give him a break or not. I see he's gotten some support also from Patrick Schwarzenegger, who said, great message, brother. Khloe Kardashian posted, this is beautiful. Thank you. We're so proud of you. So that's the latest from Justin Bieber, No Longer the Worm. 28 past the hour on the DJV show.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are 5 quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Dorian continues to move parallel along the coast of Florida, blasting sections with heavy rain and high winds. There are tropical storm gusts being felt across the central part of Florida's east coast as Dorian tracks to the north. Officials across the state, including areas close to the Florida-Georgia line, aren't taking any chances.
Stay off of the beach. Don't drive around if you don't have to. This is not the time for sightseeing.
Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry says anyone in an evacuation zone is asked to leave and can take advantage of shelters across the county.
More than 500 evacuees are utilizing our 12 shelter locations.
Dorian was a Category 5 storm when it stalled nearly 2 days over the Bahamas, wrecking both Abaco and Grand Bahama. Some 13,000 homes have been heavily damaged or destroyed. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
To On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Didn't get your fill of the DJV show today? Don't worry. You can check out all the latest stories on the podcast at djvshow.com.
Four minutes past the hour. It's the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug, you'll be along in just a few moments. In the meantime, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schilling.
Where the heck is Doug? What's going on here?
We don't know.
Outrage.
That was the question. Where were you?
I was taking care of a little pee time with Daisy.
You know what I love about you is that instead of just going with it, you just scream, I'm here!
Yeah.
You could just be like, yes, ladies, what's trending, Victoria? But no.
What is trending, Victoria? That's a great question.
Oh, now. And now you do it.
Yes. What is trending?
What is trending is Brexit. And there is so much drama happening over across the pond. And so what happened yesterday, this is going to kind of be a 2 or 3 day event. Yesterday, Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister, has decided that he wants to have Parliament suspended for a month. Lawfully, apparently, he is allowed to do that, according to a Scottish appeals court. They ruled in on this and said, yes, he legally can do this. And so everybody else in Parliament decided...
Why didn't they go to a Scottish appeals court? Why didn't they go to a British appeals court?
there are too many questions. Just go with it. All I know is the headline is, it, for some reason, the way that it goes, because the queen got involved.
It kind of reminds me of like the Ninth Circuit in California. It's, you know, like where the Fourth Circuit does, or goes somewhere else and gets the ruling that we like.
Yeah, it's very confusing. So anyway, so the Scottish National Party, the reason it's, they were behind part of the challenge of what Boris Johnson did, and their high court said, no, he can legally suspend Parliament for a month. So essentially, that's what he wants to do. Now, what everyone else in Parliament has been upset by is the fact that Boris Johnson is pushing through Brexit. He is insisting that he's going to Brexit out of the EU on October 31st, and he doesn't care if there is a deal in place or not. He's going, and that's it. And he literally did one of those, I'm going, who's joining me? And 21 of his own MP party members defected yesterday. He lost the vote, and so now he is no longer in charge of Parliament. It was such a crazy turn of events yesterday. This was the first time, actually, that he even had taken a vote since he became the Prime Minister, and to lose in his first go-around was really pretty embarrassing. He ended up firing 21 MPs from his own party yesterday afternoon after they voted with the opposition lawmakers, and so he basically text messaged everyone and fired them. So he didn't even call, a lot of people are complaining that they had been serving for all these many years and they got a text message and he canceled them. So where we stand today, there is now the Liberal Democrats and everybody else, the Conservatives, have defected over into the Liberal Democrat side, and they're all going to try to work out a deal today, which some of them are, you know, they're very dramatic over there. Karen and I were just talking about it. It's kind of funny to watch this stuff go on.
Yeah.
Because these stodgy old British guys show up and they've got duvets and pillows and they're expecting to spend the night in Parliament because they think this is probably going to go all night long. It most likely will. And so what they're trying to do is come up with a new deal that they can take back to the EU and say, we will Brexit on October 31st, but we want to have the backstop between the Irish border, between the border in the north of Ireland and the Republic. We want to have that remain open. And these are that's really the main sticking point in all of this Brexit stuff with Boris Johnson. Boris Johnson has made it very clear he does not care what happens to any part of Ireland. And that's a big problem for a lot of people. And now, the British citizens are, they've been protesting this, they've been really reacting to this. 100,000 people have registered to vote in the past 48 hours. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot of people to us in America when we have, you know, so many hundreds of millions of people living here, but for a small country to get 100,000 people to register to vote in 2 days is a pretty big deal. 58% of those applicants are under 34 years old. So you can kind of see where it's going here. Boris Johnson insists that the people of England are in favor of Brexit, and now it's kind of, according to a lot of the polls, especially of the younger people, maybe they were initially for it, and then when it kind of played out what it would entail, there's definitely the tide has turned amongst the British people. And so if Brexit does happen, it's going to have to not be the way that Boris Johnson wants it to go. It's going to have to be a negotiation, and the EU will have to be involved in this and working with them. So today is also going to be a big...
Well,
you know, I mean, of course, that's what all of Ireland wants. They, you know, it's very, very few people who live in the north don't consider themselves Irish. They don't, you know, they would definitely like to have just have one united Republic of Ireland, but the Queen's never going to give that property up. It's valuable property.
Yeah, they still fuss with each other, but it isn't to the heat that it was certainly when there was a real war.
The older generations kind of have some stuff left over,
right,
but the younger ones don't.
We'll never forget that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
When I was over there in April.
Well,
my daughter and her husband and my grandson Miles got on a flight to London last night, and my daughter sent me a text this morning. They get off the plane and they just get apparently this has affected pretty much everything. The attitude of people is what is changing. Megan went to school there. We, all of us, have spent a lot of time in England. And we feel like it's a home away from home in many ways. It's a fabulous place, but it is complete chaos. And Boris Johnson appears not to have a clue. It's easy. I'll be interested, because Meghan wouldn't be supportive of him politically anyway, but I'll be interested to see what they read back in the 2 weeks that they're over there, what it is that comes back for news. The Brexit thing is a disaster. I remember the first day after the vote, I said, maybe you don't remember, I said, this is not going to work. I understand the reason that they're upset and they voted this way, and I would maybe do it that way myself. It's all about immigration and how it's made a mess of the country. But this doesn't fix it. It doesn't fix anything. It makes the whole situation much worse. And Johnson is a bonehead. So, you know, it's easy for us to say that. Maybe they say, I remember when I was in England, it was about a month before the election in 2016. And I was asked any number of times by people, wherever I went, they knew I was an American, tell Americans a mile off. So you're going to vote for, you're not going to vote for Trump, are you? It was really not, I guess funny isn't the right word for it, very interesting how they were so focused on our elections, as a lot of people around the world are, but they were already sort of off on Trump, which I thought was very interesting. There's that story. We put those pieces together for you, folks. It's National Newspaper Carrier Day today, honoring Barney Flaherty, who's believed to have been the first newspaper carrier. Also honors all current newspaper carriers and celebrates the history of newspaper delivery. Flaherty was hired on this date in 1833 at the age of 10. After answering an ad in the Sun of New York, a penny press newspaper, a lot of things have come from the Sun. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus, that sort of thing. He's believed to have been hired by Benjamin Day, the newspaper's publisher, after demonstrating to Mr. Day that he could throw a newspaper over a bush at the age of 10. Historically, people have gotten their newspapers from newspaper boys who were known as newsies. Newsies bought large quantities of newspapers. They had to buy them and then sell them over again to the people as they went door to door. And sometimes they sold them on street corners, that sort of thing, yelling the headlines, "Get your newspaper here!" You know, that kind of stuff. Maybe it didn't sound quite like that, but you know what I'm saying. In the early 20th century, delivering newspapers was often the first job anybody had. 80% of newspapers today are delivered by adults. I have my newspaper that you hear me rattling through, Kara. Every once in a while, I look at the local newspaper while I'm on the air here to see what's going on. And this guy, well, you're going to chastise me a little, perhaps, but he's at Christmas time. He puts a card in my mailbox and has three suggestions in it as to how much money I should give him for delivering the newspaper, which oftentimes ends up in the driveway and during a rainstorm, and it's mush. But I thought that last year I just threw it away. I thought to myself, what a old, I don't even know who this guy is, and I don't really care. The newspaper is free. I don't care whether I get it or I don't get it. But it just seemed to me that that's the ultimate in having moxie, and much as anything else. Famous newspaper carriers: Warren Buffett, first job was a newspaper carrier. Walt Disney's first job was a newspaper boy. Carl Sandburg, John Wayne. That's pretty good company. But today it is a whole different thing. Nobody here among us even gets a newspaper delivered, right? No, you don't care about it.
Mm-mm. I pay for one, but my newspaper guy never delivers it. So.
Oh, isn't that nice?
It's problematic. Yeah.
It is problematic. Yeah.
I went out there this Sunday to look for my paper.
Yeah? No. All right, so that's...
I love that habit of, or the ritual.
I kind of do, too. I like looking at the newspaper. It's kind of fun, for whatever the reason. We're doing international news here. Brazilian President Bolsonaro, that's, I'm safe with that, I think, yeah? Bolsonaro. Uh-huh. Ready, he says, to discuss the fires, the Amazon rainforest fires, after his approval rating has gone into the bucket. Duh. President called a regional summit with other South American countries to address the fires, set for this Friday. He may not be able to attend, however. He's scheduled to have surgery for a hernia. It'll be his fourth surgery since he was stabbed a year ago while campaigning for president. I shouldn't laugh about it. Maybe that should have told you something there, pal, about whether people wanted you. How did he...
I don't think
crook,
I remember him being stabbed.
Yeah, Brazil's a little wild, I think, so I don't know.
Right. So anyway, whether that happens or it doesn't. Speaking of wild, from the sports desk, how many people saw the pictures of the Notre Dame game the other night against Louisville. The fellow who's the quarterback, Ian Book, was working the ball over, and he couldn't get it. He couldn't complete the pass, so he threw it off. You know, he threw it in the sideline, and he hit one of the cheerleaders right in the face. I was thinking, when remember we talked a month or so ago about some baseball, somebody hit a foul ball and hit one woman in the head who's up close, remember? This is dangerous stuff. The Louisville Ladybirds have a dance team, and they're the cheerleaders. So this woman dropped right to the ground, and she grabbed her face, broke her nose, apparently maybe her cheekbone. And the quarterback says, well, they have a sense of humor about it. I don't know. Well,
he wants her to have a sense of humor about it?
Well, I guess she seemed to have. Her name is Elizabeth Scott. She seemed to have a bit of a sense of humor about what went on. She said, oh, well, you know, it's this is one of his stats for the night or something like that. You can add a broken nose to his stat line. He'd had a good night to that point, finished 14 to 23 passes, 193 yards and a touchdown, rushed for 81 yards. So the stats were good, and then he, you know, bopped her off the head. And it just speaks to, I don't know how.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he was at fault. It's always dangerous to be on the sidelines. And basically, she was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. She wasn't even looking at the football, but everyone was yelling, watch out, watch out, watch out. So she turned to look in the direction where they said to watch out from, and that's why her face was in the direct line of the football. But, yeah, I don't know. Anytime people – I never understand why people sit on the chairs right next to the basketball court because they always get hit by the players. I don't know. It's the cheerleaders don't have a choice, really. They have to be there. But
Jennifer, are you following the L.A. Rams and the quarterback, Mr. Goff? Are you following?
I know that he signed a big – like a four-year deal.
Right. $134 million.
It's a pretty big
guaranteed
deal.
Huh? No matter what happens.
Yeah.
He gets guaranteed $110 million. So he could.
That's how those agents work now. They know that there's a chance that they could get hurt
money,
or whatever, so they do a lot of money that's guaranteed.
Why do the teams, though, fall for it? Why do the owners of the teams pay
that
kind of
dough? Been the question, like, for baseball. There are a lot of players in baseball for the Dodgers who are still getting paid, and they're, you know, playing minor league ball, sitting out on the sidelines, whatever, and they still end up getting paid. Their
money.
Contracts pay out, yeah.
Yeah, wow. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Television news, Saved by the Bell may be coming back. Mario Lopez, who played A.C. Slater. From the 90s, he says, obviously, we couldn't be in high school, so you have to be creative with the premise of the show, but it's fun to think about, and who knows, you never know. Mark Paul Gosselaar, who played Zach Morris. Are you Elizabeth Burke? I don't know. You guys followed this show, I'm sure.
I had the biggest crush on Zach Morris.
Me too.
Really?
He was so cute.
Yeah, so what happens? How do they create something that works?
Well, do it like Beverly Hills 90210, I think. It would be after the show's over. I don't think you could send it back to high school.
They would have to steal the concept, basically.
Maybe they're all teachers in the high school or something like that.
That's a good idea, Kara. It's very creative. Jennifer, tonight, what do we have?
All right, tonight on television we have the Big Brother, the new episode of Big Brother. That's at 8 on CBS. On the CW, new episodes of Bulletproof and Hypnotize Me. Fox has got a new episode of MasterChef and Beverly Hills 90210, as we talked about. And everything's winding down on America's Got Talent. It's getting good. NBC at 8 o'clock, followed by a new episode of Songland and Hollywood Game Night.
Got it. 10 before the hour.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss.
You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
After the hour, it's Tech Talk time on the DJV program with a new study on e-scooter safety, front and center here. I was walking around several areas, several neighborhoods of Los Angeles over the weekend. These damn things are everywhere. You got to dodge them. It's like playing dodgeball. We don't see them here. I don't know whether they're
all over the shore now, too.
They're on the shore?
Where
really?
I am, yeah.
All right, so what is this? What's the study show?
So what we're talking about are these electric scooters, e-scooters. And so this new study from the Trauma Surgery and Acute Care Open, that's the that's where it was published, it shows that, not surprisingly, alcohol has become a major factor in the rising e-scooter-related injuries and accidents. So this study took a look at 103 patients who had been treated at three different trauma centers for e-scooter-related injuries. 79% of them tested positive for alcohol, and 48% of that group had a blood alcohol level of more than 0.08, which is the legal limit for drivers in most states. So essentially, 79% of these people who were injured were over the legal limit. They were impaired. And it's not just alcohol. They also tested them for drugs, and 52% of the 103 people tested positive for all kinds of different drugs. So this is something that clearly people are just saying, oh, well, you know, I can drink and I can do drugs. I could smoke weed. I can do whatever other kind of drug. And if I'm on an e-scooter, I'm going to be safe. Well, that's clearly not what's happening. Experts and doctors across the country are stressing that everyone involved in these e-scooter accidents, like 99 or 98% of them weren't wearing a helmet. And that's another part of the problem. Lots of head injuries, facial injuries. These are the types of things that they're finding in this study. The increase in accidents has also prompted a few lawmakers to take a look at the use of e-scooters. Now, here in New Jersey, they just passed a law this year that anyone under 17 has to wear a helmet, and it's that the e-scooter is being treated just like a bicycle. You have to have all the same thing. Rutgers University did a study released in June. It found that the number of nationwide injuries involving e-scooters climbed from 2,300 in 2008. to 6,900 in 2018. That's a 66%. 66% of those people treated were not wearing helmets. And so in this most recent study, 65% of those injured were male, not surprising, and at the average age of 37. So if you're 37,
really?
And you can't...
Isn't it?
No, because if you're 37 and you're too cheap to pay for Uber, but you know you want to drink, then that's what you're doing. I mean, it makes total sense to me because I live at the Jersey Shore, and every time I almost hit someone on an e-scooter when I'm driving, it's always a dude in his 30s. Always.
Really?
So this totally lines up with my anecdotal evidence.
Your
so,
experience.
Yeah.
All right. Up next, Belkin's new smart water assistant monitors water usage and leaks in your house. This sounds like an interesting idea.
The Geek Out.
The burst water pipe is the stuff of a homeowner's nightmares. And while there have been smart home systems that offered sensors to alert to leaking water, Belkin has a new system called Finn, the smart water assistant, that connects to the home's hot and cold right under the kitchen sink and claim that Finn can monitor and detect microscopic changes in the home's water pressure. So not only can Finn report back if there's a leak or burst pipe, it also collects usage data and learns how much water each appliance, faucet, shower, and toilet uses. There's even a version with an automated shutoff valve that can prevent flooding. The Finn Smart Water Assistant starts at $300, and we've posted a link on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Music to your ears. Find out more about the all-new Toyota Supra at toyota.com/testmiles. Toyota, let's go places.
All right, back to the action here. Netflix has a problem, looks like, Victoria, yeah?
Yep, several customers are complaining to Netflix that they've received an email saying that their password had been changed, even though they weren't the ones who changed it. So it turns out it's a flaw in the way that Netflix handles their account security. It allows someone to hack into your account and then immediately change the email address that's associated with it, which essentially takes all control of your account away from you. So other subscription and social media sites will send you an alert to the email address on file saying, hey, you know, do you want to confirm that you want to change your password? And that's how you know someone's trying to hack into your account. Netflix doesn't do that. Netflix just lets someone, if they have your password, they can go in and then automatically change your email address. You may never even know that your Netflix account has been stolen. Now, Netflix is claiming that your credit card on file is encrypted, so that wouldn't be good to hackers, but, you know, I never really trust that either. And essentially, the number one thing you have to do not reuse the same password, people, because this is how everyone hacks into your Netflix account.
There we go. All right, word to the wise from Victoria Keelan at 59 past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.